Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. Woo! My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Coming to you once again for the fourth time from Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yay! Pennsylvania! And what else is on here? It's, I'm so hungover. It's Sunday, June 23rd, Two Oceans 13, at 4:20-ish. Let me see your name tags, Philly. Oh, Lord. The guests are going to freak out when you do that later. Look at that giant fork over there. What's your name, fork person?
Forker.
Forker? I hope that's your last name. And there's a crazy Bill Cosby album that I think I signed last night. Did I sign that?
Yeah.
And Free Jeff, what does that mean?
Jeff
Garland's in jail still?
No.
I heard he had like a road rage Jack Nicholson kind of incident. Well, this is an amazing array of name tags, and you can put them down for a while. But thank you for bringing so many. I gotta remember to get a Vine of that, or maybe an Instagram. They can get more in there that way. 15 seconds on Instagram. Since last I spoke and you listened, I haven't seen any movies, but I did get to go to Hershey Park on Friday. Because my pals Preston and Steve did their WMMR radio show from there, and you can check out the podcast version of it on iTunes if you want to hear me meet an owl and hold a tarantula and play a fun guessing game with candy. Did you know Hershey made Twizzlers? You do now. You did already. From the corrections department, I confused Norman D. Golden II from Cop and a Half with Lawrence Gilliard Jr. from The Wire. Apologies to both gentlemen, especially Lawrence. The other, Norman wants to come on the show, so that's
That might happen. See if he can get Burt Reynolds to come on with him.
Before digging into the prize bag, I'd like to gripe about something. I get Twitter messages all the time from people asking, will the Leonard Maltin game be played at your stand-up show, or should I bring a name tag, or is this stand-up or Doug Loves Movies? And if you go to DougLovesMovies.com, next to each date, it says stand-up or Doug Loves Movies or Benson Interruption or Movie Interruption. It almost always clearly lists exactly what kind of show it is. And if it's stand-up and I'm the headliner, which I usually am, if I'm doing a shorter set, no, but if I'm the headliner, we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end, and anyone who brings a name tag can win some prizes. Now that I've said that, from now on, when somebody writes me on Twitter, should I bring a name tag to your stand-up show, I'm going to write back, no. Because that'll be funny when I run into them after the show out at the merch table. They'll be like, you said not to bring a name tag. Everybody had name tags. And I'll laugh in their face. Let's see. The prize bag is it's crazy. Like, someone's going to win a lot of cool stuff. One thing that I'm excited about that I brought is I forget which city I was given this in, but this is a really cool. There's an artist who makes a lot of posters that are movie themed, and she included her card here. It's I want to say, like, the email, where to get this stuff, but I'm screwing it up. It's Chelsea Patterson, and I guess if you just Google Chelsea Patterson, it's called Cute Streak Designs, and this particular one, I almost kept it, but I always like to pay forward this stuff. It's a poster that's a Big Lebowski poster that's got... First of all, it's all on a rug, so that ties the whole thing together. And then there's a bowling ball bag and a can of Folgers. It's got ashes in it, spoiler. And what's her name? Tara Reid's sunglasses and a, what do you call these things? A ferret. Well, what? I thought you were saying it's a Mormon. That's crazy. Oh, some shrimps just arrived for me. I was told backstage you shouldn't call that they're just shrimp, no matter how many there are. But these are four shrimps. Thank you. Thank you for the cutlery. The guests are hungry backstage. I don't know how they're going to... We might have to use your tables in the front row to eat some stuff. But... I'll talk about everything that's in here once they get out here, because it's all... You got a Smug Life and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a backpack that says World War Z on it and has a bunch of World War Z swag inside of it, and then a bunch of stuff from my friends at WMMR. Please, it's a stellar lineup today. Some of you already know who a couple of the people are because they won't shut up about it. But it's still a lot of fun. Please welcome from the Preston and Steve Show, Casey Boy, and also Bert Kreischer, Rob Cantrell, and W. Kamau Bell. Yeah, good idea, Bert. Bring three beers. Share them with those guys.
Why'd you shrimp?
Why'd you put one under the table?
No, I put...
It's empty.
Well, you...
Okay. It's a weird thing.
What's happening?
Yeah, keep your empties at your feet, everybody. here we are. Let's talk to Casey Boy first. Do you like being called Casey Boy when you're not on the show?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
Yeah.
How about CB? CB, is that good?
CB's fine as well.
All right. What's in this bag? There's a ton of stuff in this bag. Here, in fact, I'll hand it to you and just pull it out and describe. This bag is so... This alone would be worth the It would be a great prize.
It's lighter than it was when I got here because Bert Kreischer stole a kid's DVD out of it. So, and that's not even a joke.
Yeah, he wants to give his. He wants to American have something Girl to give to his kids. Yeah.
So I've got a flashlight from the TV show Green Arrow. Did anybody watch that?
It's called Doug Loves Movies, Casey.
I know. I got a couple of T-shirts in here. Another Green Arrow Joshki. This is a first aid kit. All right. Basically, I just raided all the shit at the radio station that nobody wants. So
yeah, but there's a bunch of actually, DVDs in there, right?
Yes.
And CDs.
So we've got what is this? U2 360 at the Rose Bowl.
There you go. I think I was at one of those shows.
Xbox 360 seems to be popular with the kids, so I got Ninja Gaiden 3.
Great.
Game Change, which I thought was an overrated movie on HBO.
I love how you're selling this fucking grab bag, by the way.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit I found at the radio station. I got AIDS.
Nobody wants it.
What did you bring?
I brought AIDS. I'm going to give it to someone.
All right. Let me, quickly, though.
Since
he's going to keep jumping in, let me introduce him. That's Bert Kreischer, everybody.
Yeah.
Headlining all weekend here. He had two shows last night. And his shirt came off constantly.
Yeah, it's about to come off soon.
Because when it was, I don't know what's more disgusting, you with it on or off, because it was just, you were just covered in sweat.
Doug came out, the green wardrobe, fuck. It was a very long night last night. The green door, fuck!
Green room door.
Thank you!
Behind the green
you,
door.
Thank you, Kamal W. Now. That was open, and Doug came out, and then we did 20 minutes together. I say together, I just laughed hysterically as Doug annihilated the fucking room, and I just took half credit.
It was fun.
And then Joe Flacco stood up in the back, and he was like, I fucking love you guys. And we were like, Joe Flacco?
That's not how it happened. There was a rumor going around that Joe Flacco was here, and then he left, and he was outside standing on the sidewalk, and I don't know what he looks like. And so I went out there but he's huge. He's a very tall man. So I went out there and said, are you? And he said, yes. And then he told me that he likes Sal Kalani's Cleveland Browns joke.
Yeah.
Which is like, Bert and I were both crushed that he liked the other guy's joke and didn't say anything about us.
Sal did fucking 10 minutes. I did an hour 45 shirtless, and this motherfucker's like, Sal was pretty good. Well, guess what? I like your fucking second string tailback on your team.
Bernard Pierce, graduate of Temple University.
Are you fucking kidding?
So am I the only person who knows anything about sports up here by any chance?
Yeah. Maybe.
Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Jump in when you have one of those. The crowd really seemed to enjoy it.
They were into it.
W. Kamau Bell is here, everybody. From... From Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell.
It was initially Totally Biased with Carlos Mencia, hosted by W. Kamau Bell.
And you're going to move to, what do they call it, FXX?
Yeah, there's a station called Fox Soccer, and since America does not like soccer, FXX is taking it over, a comedy station.
Oh, I can't wait till that the first week where a bunch of Peruvians that have moved to this country are in the restaurant at 2 a.m. to see their match, and you come on and you're like,
"That's all right. I'm gonna every punch that's gonna end goal and racism."
Holy shit, you are tapping into a group of minorities that don't know what they're going to go, I agree. You should definitely simulcast that in Spanish.
Nice. I like that accent. It was Peruvian Irish. I like that. That was I agree.
It wasn't this.
And Rob Cantrell is here, everybody.
I am. I'm here.
And three of you guys have been on the podcast before, and Casey Boy, this is your first time.
Brand new.
But you know how it works, right? You know how. You don't?
No. I listened to the one podcast where Preston and Steve were on there, so I have an idea.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
But you're good with movie trivia and stuff.
As long as it was in the 1980s and it was somewhat of a comedy, I think I should be okay.
Okay, so you probably won't be that good at it.
But I know all about
Alf. Offhand, I don't know how many 80s comedies I've... the Alf phone is back. I've seen that before, right? That's awesome. What's the name on it? It says Graham Elwood on it?
He
signed it last time. I meant what's the name tag part of it. Lauren, okay.
For a second, I just thought that was a really ugly Teddy Ruxpin.
It's a phone.
Yeah, but Teddy Ruxpin talked.
Rob brought a copy of his CD.
New rap CD, 7 slamming tracks. It's got a remix of my hit song called Coffee and Weed, and which is pretty much, I don't even drink alcohol, just coffee and weed all day long. I'm scared and jittery all day long.
And what's the album called?
It's called Dreams Never Die, which is actually a reference to a 1982 television movie called Dreams Don't Die about a graffiti writer. It was this graffiti writer that was... going to do legit art, but his girlfriend started selling coke from this guy, this pimp called Captain Kirk. And the pimp was 15 years old. Like, everybody in the movie was under 16 because they couldn't do serious time. And I just remember this one scene, like the graffiti artist went in and he went into this interview and the guy was like, he went into this interview to do some legit art. And he's like, yo man, and the guy, he showed him all these trains that he did graffiti on. And he's like, this isn't fucking art. This is just crime. This is just crime. And then the graffiti artist just went outside and he got on the phone and started crying and he just started writing graffiti on the fucking phone. He was just mad at life and he was just fucking tagging everything he went like, oh, fuck that motherfucker.
And then he wrote Graham Elwood on an Alf phone.
Yeah. That's where it is right there. So, yeah, check that out on YouTube.
Do we really have to? I think we got the whole...
Yeah, you got the IMDb right there.
And the machine, Bert Kreischer includes. He brought a T-shirt for the bag.
Hey,
that
Rob,
looks like
Rob,
that.
Can I tell you? I think that sounds a lot like the movie Flashdance, but with graffiti and not dancing.
That's true. It's kind of like a stripper, but it's got artistic graffiti.
That was the '80s.
It was '82. It's a TV movie,
So
it's like one of those. Which makes it even fucking cooler, actually.
And harder to prove that it existed, actually.
Who wants to Google it up right now?
Hey, it'll you really blow think your it mind. Didn't exist after that fucking soliloquy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Me and Rob have hung out a lot. This is kind of what it's like. You know what I mean? This is...
No, but there was an 80s movie.
I know things.
There was an 80s movie that was all about graffiti. There was like gangs that were fighting against each other, graffiti fighting in the subways, and then one dude died on the third rail.
That's Beat Street. Hollywood, yeah. My whole existence, I love Beat Street. This is like the B-side to Beat Street. If you want to get fucking
Rob.
Beat Street, like Beat Street, everything, if you want to know about me, it's Beat Street and 16 Candles.
Rob.
Everything. That's my whole childhood. I own 2 videotapes, and I would just watch those over and over again. And so give it up for Ramon, everybody. Give it up for Ramon.
I had a Beat Street inspired joke when I was young in comedy. It was that right after Beat Street, I really connected with tagging because I was like, I'll do that shit.
Hell yeah.
In my gated neighborhood. And so right where it said Faircloth Estates, I spray painted Bert. Like, as soon as I got
first
to the,
rule of tagging,
I was like, there's only one fucking Bert in this neighborhood. They're going to know who fucking did it. So I had to write sucks dick underneath it.
Yeah. Wise move, Bert.
First rule of tagging. I wonder who wrote Bert.
Hence the whole cover with a different name. A different name.
I didn't have a street name. I was fucking 10.
I had a breakdance name. It was called Static. Because I was too uncoordinated to do like backspins and windmills. So
you were just very still?
I would just shake.
You just cling to other people?
Yeah. I just rub my feet on the ground, get those sparks going. Don't hit the dance floor, or touch somebody, and it'll be like,
oh, I'm fucking
a quick
sweating.
Spark.
Oh my God.
Once again, I'm getting out blacked by Rob Cantrell.
I'm about to drop a verse. Can I drop a con?
Yes, please, okay. Please.
Just drinking espresso, more or less slow. Spacing out, eating cinnamon bun, son. Eating ganja cakes, wake and bake, not a flake. High stakes, watch out for the jakes. Inspector, gotta have it. Vape pen, nifty gadget. Took a pic with Snoop and Bob Saget. Go, go, Instagram and tag it. Silver haze, another face, Hetty Maze, super glaze, donuts, shake your butt, one hitter's in the cut, smoking bowls, jelly roll, never give you up, Rick rolled, some down, hash brown, blue dream, Apollo 13, got the soy milk steam, with the sugar and cream, slick flow with a cup of Joe Mo, headband higher than a jam band stand.
Yeah! Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That's our show, thanks for coming.
I'm done, I'm done, I'm out.
Yeah, that was fly.
You could download 99 cents on iTunes, everybody. That was the Doug Benson remix.
No, they could just listen to it for free like they just did.
That's true.
I also want to mention Casey Boy Broad. Did we mention this yet?
Not that one.
Yeah, Walking Dead, season 2.
Season 2.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat. A lot of good stuff. And the World War Z backpack, you got that at like the local premiere of the movie?
Yeah, so.
And what's inside there? You said there's a hammock in
there's
there?
There's a hammock in there. There's a sleep. No shit. There's a sleeping
when
bag.
When World War Z breaks out, you don't know where you're going to have to sleep. Just tie that shit between two buildings and catch a few. Catch a few Z's.
All sorts of survival gear in there.
Yeah.
I stole the headlamp.
Survival shit. You took the headlamp out?
Yeah, dude. It was too cool.
Okay. There's some food arrived, you guys, right behind
it's
you there.
Just out of our reach. That's a great place to put it.
I brought my own.
Oh, you brought a builder's bar?
Yeah. I'm building.
Are those good? There you go. Oh, she's going to move it a little closer.
Kamau and I got stranded on the Amtrak coming down here, so we didn't get it to eat. So we fucking got some.
Wait, well, here. Did you guys pretend to be Chris Pine and Denzel Washington?
True.
That's funny. I love movies.
Yes, and I. Yeah. And I was Chris Pine. That's exactly what happened. Yes way. Why would that be weird?
Yeah.
And Kamau, you brought a t-shirt to give away that says what on it?
What
I didn't want to say it out loud myself.
Why can't you say it?
Huh?
Why can't you say it?
He's white.
I forgot what it said. It's something about
a Negro. So you couldn't say college educated, but you could say Negro? Is that how it works? Oh, Doug Benson's weird mind strikes again.
Wait, what's your shirt say?
College educated Negro.
And yeah. Who in this crowd is going to wear that? Sir, congratulations.
We probably should just give it to him.
I had hope there would be one. I had hope. There's a lot of colleges in this town. I had hope one Negro would show up tonight who wasn't serving drinks.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I went too far. He's giving you AIDS, but that was... You're right. You made a good call there, audience. You made a great call. I went too far. Yeah.
There you go. You really gave it to them.
Yeah, pass received. Take that, fucking Joe Flacco.
Solidarity.
If something goes down, it's me and you, brother.
Oh, I love getting smooth lessons. We got smooth school just now. Oh, and he's got it on his shoulder like he's going to start sweating.
Oh, shit.
Dab it. I love it. Did we cover everything that we need to cover so far? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm really the only person that would know that. Sort of thinking aloud at this point. That was a good mozzarella stick.
Do you want me to move that table in front of us?
Where did they go?
Yeah, here. I can do
everything
this.
Is just out of my fucking reach.
We'll move that one up.
Yeah. That's like
No, we're good. We got a table.
Oh, here we go. Casey Boy's on the Casey Boy.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Some people are... Those front row seats just got kind of shitty,
fucking
but...
love you.
Yeah, put it all in front of Bert.
Plate of mozzarella sticks.
Perfect.
I ate the bone. It feels really weird. Thank you, Kamal.
Oh, what was that?
There should have been video on this.
No, there shouldn't have.
He's a sweaty motherfucker.
I'm sweating like fucking crazy.
Oh, I hope you eat all of that stuff.
I'm going to. You guys help yourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
Casey's Bert good with his
food.
Builder's bar.
Yeah, I'm good.
Casey, have you been to the movies lately? You saw World War Z?
Yeah, I saw World
War Z. I have not seen that yet. You told me you liked it, right?
I did. Well, listen, you know, I'm kind of a sucker for movies. It takes me usually like the third time to decide whether or not I like it or not. So,
wow.
Like
for instance, it's not as much a sucker, it's just dumb.
Yeah. I was just watching Karate Kid Part 2 the other night, and it just dawned on me that like all the Japanese people talk English to each other. And then, do you remember the scene where they were fighting, where they broke the ice? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they were betting in the bar about whether or not they were paying each other in American money. And they're in Okinawa. So at that point, 30 years later, I decided I don't like Karate Kid Part 2.
Finally.
Yeah. But I just saw Monsters University.
And did you have kids with you?
Yeah, I did. Five. I got
were
three
they
kids,
your kids?
So.
Yeah. I mean, I tweeted this the other day. Aren't all universities filled with monsters? It's called the frat system, right?
Hey, slow down.
I offended the machine.
And then me and Rob, we just saw This Is the End, right?
Yep, saw This Is the End. It's great. And that ending is awesome to This Is the End.
How did it end?
Don't.
I don't want to tell it. I won't spoil it, but it does make you want to do good things in this life. And on the train ride, it kind of broke down. There was kind of like a moment there that we were panicked. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to let some old person have my seat. You know, this could all go wrong. And then after I saw This Is the End, I snuck in. I did it old school. I went into Superman right after the other, you know, it was like a Metroplex. So I just went into the other one.
Multiplex?
Yeah, multiplex. It was the Unoplex. And I just went in, but it was Superman, but it was in 3D. And I didn't have the 3D glasses. So it's just like watching a movie with like one contact in.
Or oh, that movie looks pretty good, the one on the other side of that aquarium.
Yeah. But the 10 minutes I saw was really good.
Kamal, have you been to the movies?
No, I haven't because I was working on the show and I have a 2-year-old. So, but I did see a band called Death, that documentary.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's you and me go outside and talk about it. It was great.
Break it down.
That guy's excited.
Yeah. It's a good documentary.
About what?
You know how the white man constantly steals black people's stuff.
And oh, yeah.
That's the basic story of every movie I like.
It's like a speed metal band from Detroit, right?
A speed metal band from Detroit in the 70s.
Early
70s. Early 70s, who couldn't get signed to a label because their band name was Death.
Hold on. Weren't they black, though? Isn't that the important part?
I guess.
No, I thought that was the industry had prejudice when it came to like rock and roll and speed metal, and they didn't think black guys could do it as good as white guys. I only saw the trailer. I'm just telling you what.
I feel like that could be the name of your book.
I only saw the trailer.
I just saw the trailer.
Like a book of your thoughts about life. Yeah. I only saw the trailer.
Yeah. You have no idea how accurate that is. Yeah.
I got a pretty good idea. Yes, that is a part of the story, but I didn't want to put it firmly on that because
I think that's the part that resonates with this room full of Facebook white people.
Yeah. Facebook white, is that a new color of white
people? Fucking brand new white. Not even out yet. Doug?
Yes, sir.
Can you get me out of
back
this?
Back to me. still my show? Bert, I would like some of that food, so stop sweating on it.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah, really. Yeah. Really? Is burping on food other people going to eat gross?
Yeah, Bert. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Spit take. Yeah. Yeah. Now he's drooling.
Apologies to everyone sitting in the splash zone.
Part social commentary, part Gallagher. Ladies and gentlemen, Bert Kreischer. Oh, my God. Check out his new tour. I only saw the trailer. But I got a lot of thoughts about the trailer.
Here, pass this food down. I miss the food entirely, I promise. I'm sweating profusely. No,
here, pass me that. Just pass me the pizza plate. I've got my own table.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, sir. That looks good. I just remembered, Bert. I should just call everyone who annoys me Pete.
Oh.
Laser.
So Bert is being fanned now by.
I'm just trying to prevent a heart attack. That's all I'm doing.
You know what you look like right now? You look like you're working at Paula Deen's wedding. We hire black people to fan the white people. But not in a racist way. Just, it's old-fashioned. It's fun. It's like those olden times that should not be forgotten.
Oh, they won't be forgotten.
No.
Right, brother? Let's get them all right now. You take 150, I'll take the other 150. It should be fine.
You are college educated.
Yes. I like the weird applause. The weird.
The South is rough. You know, it does have a.
Thank you, Rob.
It does have a history of racism and slavery, which is awful. But guess what? They got biscuits. Have you ever been to a Bojangles? You can get a sausage biscuit at 4 p.m. I want that right now.
You're going to have to settle
a sausage for biscuit will make you forget about some racism for about 8 minutes. And after you digest it, you'll remember how terrible it is. But I guess what I'm saying is food is good.
Bert?
Yes?
Have you been to the movies? I know you're going to watch Sage with your daughters.
I will. I saw the one that... Yep. No, I have not been to the movies. I have just seen the movies that we've seen together today.
And you woke up this morning with Puss in Boots on the TV.
Yep, and I heard a name. I said this on my podcast. Spoiler alert, if you're already listening to my... Later, you know what I mean.
Yeah, we recorded a podcast with Steve of Preston and Steve today in Bert's hotel room.
Yeah, and so I...
Bertcast.
Yeah, that's mine. My brain is not fucking working. I heard a voice in the thing, and I went, I know that voice. And I sat up, and I was trying to figure out who's playing Humpty Dumpty. Who can figure it out? Quick. Bam, son. I thought it was Patton Oswalt with a cold, yeah. But... it did sound like... But there's... twinges of Patton's, you can hear it sounds similar, and I was like, who the fuck is it? I know that guy. And then I had to Google it. Yep.
Good job.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Personally, I use IMDb for that sort of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I Google quicker. IMDb, see, Google, here's the other thing, is if you Google...
Nobody cares.
No, I'll tell you,
I have to say
story.
Something right now.
Okay, do it.
Let the games begin.
Okay.
See, I know my audience, Bert.
You got him. Can I get a shot of whiskey, please?
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
You probably should never shot of whiskey.
Let's take a shot together. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Rob?
No, I'm all right.
You sure?
Nope. Yeah, Rob's not really a drinker. He's more of a...
Can I get two shots of Jameson for me and Kamau?
I like how you really pronounced up my name. That really was...
Wasn't that how
you... No, you did good. You just really leaned into it.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you drink, Casey?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Don't trust him.
I'd like a...
Yeah, let's hang out one day and play racquetball together.
I'd love another...
You fuck sober all the time?
What?
Like, I just realized, you don't fuck drunk, you fuck sober?
Yeah.
Well, all right, I haven't fucked sober in years.
Sober fucking's good. What are you talking it about? Is. During the day?
Oh, we need two. We need two. Come out one.
All aware?
Yeah. Oh, I can't reach
it. You know what? Why don't you pour it in your mouth and then spit it into his mouth?
Shotgun.
This is no ordinary love.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You got your shot?
More black people would have thought that was funny.
Wait
for the next one, yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, put your mics down on your seats and go pick a name tag you want to play for. We got a lot of good ones. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. We're back.
Here you go.
Let's see who you guys are playing for. Oh, Casey?
Sorry. I'm playing for Casey Loves Fish. There we go.
Do you love fish?
Yeah. He loves fish.
I love fish. Is there a fucking name on here somewhere?
It's just the guy's face.
Brian. Thank you, Brian.
All right.
I like tweets.
I'm amazed how regularly people misinterpret the idea of a name tag.
Cheers, everybody.
They don't bother to put their name on it.
I like Tweezer too.
Yeah, Tweezer is a good song by Fish. It's like, it just got a sick riff. It's just like, and it does that, and then okay.
Who are you playing for, Rob? You've got a belt on.
I have Joel Eisman, and it's a World Wrestling Federation belt. Makes me feel like Ric Flair. You want to beat the man? You gotta beat the man. Oh no, that was wrong. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man, which kind of now sounds homoerotic.
It always sounded homoerotic.
You know, I always have this picture on my phone just in case I want to tweet it or send it to somebody. It's a nice little picture of Ric Flair. There you go.
Woo! Diamonds are forever, and so is Ric Flair.
Who are you playing for, Kamau?
I'm playing for Ryan, who has a Bill Cosby album. Classic Bill Cosby album, and I just wanted to have another black person near me.
Bill Cosby's made a lot of interesting choices with his look on the cover of that album.
Yeah, I think he's made all of the choices.
That's like Cosby Unchained. Oh, you gotta go? You gotta get on another train in case it breaks down?
Yeah.
You just tell me, we'll leave.
Okay.
No, but remember when Django picks that wacky blue suit when he gets to pick what he's gonna wear? Doesn't that look kind of like it? But orange.
I thought it was a great joke.
He's got a great mustache too. That's a crazy ass mustache.
He's got some spikes.
I miss this Bill Cosby.
All right. And Bert, who are you playing for?
Ashley in Wonderland. She had bottles of Jaegers next to her, so I grabbed that one. And they said, and then I think that was it. Yeah, and a cookie. So Ashley in Wonderland.
Where's the guy?
You don't have a shot in hell, just for the record.
Somebody tweeted at me that like when they tried to bring in combos as their name tag, and they got confiscated when they came in. Is that true? That's weird. Yeah, they don't want you to bring food in here, but I don't know if combos would qualify.
What flavor combos was it? Buffalo? Buffalo blue cheese? That's a fucking gangster-ass flavor. I love that. They redefined my taste palette. I'm fucking so happy with combos right now. I'm waiting for whale and whiskey.
They redefined your taste palette?
Look, Doug, the half of the words were in my head and the other half weren't, and I just started talking, and that's what came out.
Find out all that and more in I Just Watched the Trailer.
They should have trailers for news.
They do.
Like,
you are the dumbest.
Just like a trailer. Like, sunk, sunk, sunk. And you're like, Paula D.
Do you know what a commercial is?
They don't do commercials for the news, like on CNN.
Woo!
Hey, honey.
Tonight at 11.
11. Oh, yeah, they do. They do commercials.
Oh, yeah,
totally do.
Yeah.
I was off on that one.
Wow, she looks like she feels bad for you.
Yeah.
That's
good.
She put her hand in her head like, oh, God, he's playing for me.
They do have commercials for the
Knicks. Yeah, yeah.
It's like commercials when they used to have commercials on MTV for MTV, and you're like, I'm already there. You got me.
Let's play some games.
Yep.
Awesome. I got a new game that was just introduced on the show, and we had a pretty good time with it the last time we played it, so we're going to play it again. It's called the Bane Game. And basically what happens is I'm going to say a quote, a famous movie quote, some more obscure than others, but you know, mostly famous ones, and I'm going to do it in my impression of Bane from Dark Knight Rises. And then the first one of you guys, as soon as you think you know what movie it is, yell out your own name, and then I will call on you, and then we'll see if you have the correct answer. And the first person to two is going to win this particular game. Okay, does that make sense?
Sure. I got it.
Bert, do you want to practice yelling out your name?
Yep.
Bert!
Yeah! It's so funny, I was not listening to any of the rules of that.
I could feel it. Yeah, yeah.
And then I thought you were just staring at my eyelash, and then
you do have a really long eyelash.
Yeah, I know.
That's a thing.
It's attached. It's lucky.
Why don't you cut it?
Because it's lucky.
Yeah, I got him too.
He's got like an inch long eyelash up here.
Oh, it's
no, it's like 2 inches.
It's 2 inches.
I almost reached out earlier and yanked it off of your face.
Yeah,
because I thought it was just a loose,
it's sacred,
a
don't
loose
touch
hair.
It.
How long has that been there? Like
it's been there every fucking 6 months. It's making me fucking crazy and cross-eyed.
You know there's a solution for an eyelash.
No, but it's lucky. I make money when it shows up.
Go with it. Find out all this and more in Bert's new book. I only watch the trailer.
Bert, when you think you know the name of the movie that I'm saying
name.
A quote from,
you yell,
I'm
out, your name.
Yell out your name.
Green gotcha. Room Door.
Got you.
Green Room Door. Here we go. And no help from the audience, please. I know Bert looks like he needs it.
Listen to them, children of the night.
Bert!
I didn't do that.
All right, go! 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 Dude! You're
what
slowing it down! You're slowing it down!
What is this?
You're slowing the whole thing down!
What's the name of the movie?
Dude, you're killing us! Poor Ashley. Poor Ashley.
What's the movie called, Bert?
The panic that shot out of my asshole when I heard my name!
You literally, like, you're about to die. Like, you were...
When I heard Bert, I went, no!
It was like you saw the light at the end of the tunnel. It's over.
I had just stopped sweating. Oh, my God.
That's your second
book. Was that the whole quote?
No, there's more. You have to guess, though, because you said your name.
Nobody can corroborate that on a podcast. Nobody listening at home knows you didn't say your name.
Fried green tomatoes.
That's a great guess.
Let's try it again. This is Bane if his mouth is full of pizza.
Oh, pepperoni. Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Come on.
Anybody?
Oh, good. You know it?
Yeah. I don't have that same tenuous relationship with reality that you do, so I know that wasn't me.
You're also better at pronouncing your own name.
Exactly. Yeah. That's actually the other more important
point. Oh, why did they pick Rob?
I think
Casey
I might know
Rob.
It.
Casey Rob. Doug.
Jamocha. Yeah.
The black guy.
That was from Dracula from 1931.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
hold on, we better fucking update these quotes. You're not going to have me playing at all.
All right, here's one that's a little bit more recent.
Oh, I'm crying.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Every movie.
What's that from?
Don't Casey.
What is it, Casey?
The Departed.
Oh, interesting guess.
Rob.
Yes, Rob.
The Untouchables.
Another interesting guess.
Ooh, Kamau. The Godfather.
I'm going to need a full answer.
The Godfather 2?
Yeah.
Fucking seriously? For you.
I never saw that one.
Oh, it's so good. Especially if you like to read.
I only saw 1 and 3.
All right, Bert, get ready.
College-educated Negro sitting here. Just let me make that clear.
Yeah, Kamau's got 1 point.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, you! Kamau got so excited.
Yeah, that Bill Cosby record's ruined. Oh, does that have the shithead on the record? Oh, that's clever. Who was first? I think it was Bert.
I think he didn't yell his name though.
Hold on, I forgot the quote now.
What's it from?
When Harry met Sally.
You don't have to answer as Bane. And you forgot dot dot dot.
Dude, I forgot my fucking name. I would have gotten that. I actually yelled Bert.
You guys exploded. I got to give you more obscure ones. Okay, so Bert's on the board. He's got a point.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
There's no crying in baseball.
Come on!
Casey.
A League of Their Own.
That's right.
All right. Rob, you're in last place.
Yeah, Rob needs to get on the board.
For movie fans, if you watch that movie at the point when he throws the glove at the kid's face, and you watch that over and over, it is the fucking greatest bit of comedy, because they really hit that kid in the face with a glove. Yeah.
Stillwell. They're trying to tell you Stillwell.
No, I know what they're saying. I was trying to wonder if that dude, doesn't he look like a child molester? When he's an adult.
Who, Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yes. Yeah. Fucking creepy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, next one. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Thanks for moving along, Jeff Garland. I love that free Jeff sign. Okay.
I'm going to make them an offer. They
come out.
Fuck it.
Who was first on that one?
That was Bert.
All right, Bert.
All the white people think you were first. What a surprise.
All right, Bert.
You gotta be louder.
What's it called, Bert?
The Godfather.
I'm gonna need the full title.
The Godfather.
I thought I could trick him into getting it wrong. Bert wins the Bane game.
Oh, my God.
Here's one we didn't get to, but I'm excited about it. And I'll do it on the next show because nobody that participates in the podcast actually listens to it. So they won't be spoiled by this, but I was excited to go.
La-dee-da, la-dee-da, la-la.
That's from Annie Hall. Okay, how are we doing on time, you guys? Oh, we're doing great on time. An audience member just said we're doing good on time, so... So that's encouraging. All right, so we're going to start with you in this game, Bert. It's called ABCD's Nuts. Thanks to Preston and Steve and WMMR and Casey Boy, I got to go to Hershey Park for the very first time last Friday. And so tonight we're going to spell out Hershey Park.
All right.
And we're going to start with the letter H, Bert. And the idea is you have to name any movie And then we'll go to a Kamau after you and come across. Any movie that begins with the letter H. And if you match the movie that I pre-selected, you win the whole game automatically. H. And you don't have to yell out Bert first. Just it's your turn. So go ahead and name a movie that begins with the letter H.
Harry and the Hendersons.
That's what I was thinking.
If I were the host, you would have won the whole thing, because that's what I was thinking. But I'm not the host,
though. I went with Hook because I'm obsessed with the fact that people love that movie. I don't know what's wrong with people. Okay, Kamau, you got the letter E.
Enter the Dragon.
Oh,
excellent
choice. Look at that.
Excellent choice. I went with Eve's Bayou because I'm going to be in New Orleans on Thursday at the Howlin' Wolf. R is your letter, Rob Cantrell.
R.
Oh, I like the way you repeat it like it's a spelling bee. Would you like the place of origin? America. If I could get a vodka and soda, that'd be great.
It's hard when it's your turn, right?
Yeah.
There's a movie by Mario Van Peebles called Rappin'.
Called what?
That's way to play this game, Rob.
It's called Rappin'.
Don't go for the obscure one he's never heard of. You're trying to guess the one that he's thinking of.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole title, Rabbit?
No, Rapping.
Rappin'?
Rappin'.
Rapping.
With an apostrophe?
There's
an apostrophe.
It was an 80s made-for-TV movie. Yeah.
That's what I specialize in. Obscure hip hop films from the 80s.
Okay. I went with Rocky 2.
Oh, that would have been.
Because
we are in Philly, yes.
That is
the
true.
Greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, what a dick move, though, to pick Rocky 2. Like,
yeah.
But that's the greatest of all the Rocky movies.
But that would have been.
Bullshit.
Number
34.
When he fought Ivan Drago as an American. It's the greatest fucking Rocky movie. I remember motherfuckers standing up in the aisle swinging punches. I'll never forget that.
All right, well, since you brought up Rocky IV, I have to do it. I have to do my impression from Rocky IV.
Hey, yo, Paulie, I'm going to fight the Russian.
What are you, crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Clearing the table. This is a professional joint.
You grab me a Heineken?
Okay, your letter, you had a lot of thinking time there, Casey. Your letter is S.
My favorite movie of all time, Stand By Me.
Oh. Glad you got a shout out to that, but more strategically, you could have gone with a movie that takes place in Philadelphia called Silver Linings Playbook.
But we had also mentioned on the show on Friday, Stand By Me.
Oh, that's right.
Because you saw the
Kings
of
Thunder. So you thought you got into my head.
Possibly.
All right, we're back to you, Bert.
Oh, fuck, another H?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
H. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
History of the World, Part 1. By the way, that came in second place to the one I thought was American History X, but it starts with an A.
That was a good one. I'm pretty sure it is history. It doesn't have the in front of it, right?
History. No.
History of the World, Part 1. Yep.
Okay, good job, good job. I went with Hard Target because I'm going to be in New Orleans on Thursday. There are no H movies that were shot in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, I don't think. We go to Kamau with E.
Oh, E.
And you can't say something like wall, I mean E, comma, wall.
E, the Ernie Hudson story is a screenplay.
That begins with a T, the Ernie Hudson story.
That's a screenplay I'm writing.
Who was supposed to play Ernie Hudson's part in Ghostbusters?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, interesting.
What?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, Delirious.
Eddie Murphy, the movie.
Eddie Murphy Raw.
All right, you're out. I went with Elizabethtown because it was filmed partially in Oklahoma, where I'm going to be on Friday.
I got a callback for that film.
For Elizabethtown?
For Elizabethtown.
Which part? The Alec Baldwin role?
No, no, like the Southern brother, I guess. But
do you have an accent? Can you do an accent?
Yeah, man. What you guys doing? Want to eat some Bojangles? I'll tell you what. You just got to open. I'll tell you what. What are you going to tell me? What? Yeah. I'll tell you what, man.
Somebody say an E-movie. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
E.T.
I couldn't think of one either, man. E.T.
I was
right
sitting
there
here going, ear.
Ernest goes to jail. Ernest goes to camp.
Oh, shit.
Ernest saves Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Elephant okay. Man's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right. Everybody knows how to say a movie that begins with E.
except for this guy.
Yeah, but they weren't under the pressure of the hot lights and racism.
That is so true. That is so true.
Why, Rob? Why?
Why?
Why, indeed?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do it.
I can do it.
I feel good about it, this one. I think we're going to match. 3 seconds.
You never know.
Oh, you're so close to...
That was one I made up right there.
You know, you could have said 80s movie on TV, and we'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, all right.
It's 1982, right. CBS film.
all right, you're okay, out. I'm I out. Went with Young Adult, because it takes place in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, where I will be on July 12th.
July 12th, I'll actually be here in Philadelphia.
Oh, nice.
At the Prince Theater.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll be in Phoenix.
Oh. Yeah, see, the... Anyway.
I'll be in Delco. Thank you.
All right, Casey, your letter is P.
Philadelphia?
That's correct.
Yes!
Fuck.
Yes!
Nailed it. That's a setup. That was totally the hometown guy.
That's part of what I love about this game is that the guests never figure out that they should be guessing like movies that were filmed in right. the area. And it just, we lucked
or
out.
Or your tour dates, I think, is part of it.
Because if, yeah, well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everything is shot around here, unfortunately. Adventureland was the next letter. That was filmed in Pennsylvania. And
so what else?
What did you think I was going to do for the next R?
Rocky
Balboa. That's right. And then for K, filmed in Pennsylvania. Amish country.
No. Oh.
Not Kangaroo Jack, you idiot.
Kangaroo Jack.
That movie with Han Solo, right?
A Witness.
No, that's no. Witness.
Oh, witness. A Witness.
Kingpin.
The Witness.
Kingpin?
No. That was Ohio. Ohio Amish.
No way,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should get on Wikipedia and fix that.
He's IMDb.
Yeah. Crawl is another good one, yes.
Yeah.
Karate Kid 2.
Or is that just something you yell? You have the strangest form of Tourette's. He only yells out 80s science fiction films. Fantasy.
No, he has no tongue.
Crawl!
Excalibur!
He says, he's trying to say Kingpin.
Crawl!
Beastmaster! Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Casey won the opportunity to go first.
Oh, great.
Wait, how?
I sat here.
He just matched me on Philadelphia.
Okay.
You idiot. Or did you mean a bigger question, like, how could he possibly...
No, I thought we were still playing that last game. It's a new movie coming out called How. Nothing? Fuck
I even... Well, if we were still playing, why would I have rattled off the last three?
It was a joke.
You got to work on your paying attention skills. And a lot of other skills. Bert is a man with a certain set of skills. And those are mostly just sweating and being shirtless. And having the world's worst laugh to be around when you're hungover. You didn't let me finish.
Bert Kreischer.
It's normally a delight.
Bert Kreischer. Oh, I totally forgot to take that.
Never mind.
All right, Bert. Yeah, pay attention.
I am in.
We're going to start. We're going to start with Casey and then go to Rob, then to Kamau, then to you, Bert. So it's going to be a little bit, so.
Clockwise, huh?
Shh, they don't know.
And we switch the order with each round.
Right now, every listener is like, they're sitting in a circle? Up the stairs, I see. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, Casey gets to pick a category. Would you like real JPB on Twitter? Because there's a lot of false JPBs. This was the real one. Suggested Octopussy. And that's movies that Leonard Maltin lists 8 women or more in the cast.
Or
Dis Dystofferson. And that's Kris Kristofferson movies that Leonard gives 2 stars or less.
Fuck.
And of course, because we were there on Friday, when we rode Sky Rush together, it was very romantic.
It was.
Hershey Park, and that's movies that have the word chocolate in the title.
Oh, do not do that one. He's going to kill us.
First of all, who do you mean by he?
Rob.
That was so racist, I looked through myself to find out who he was talking.
Yeah. Oh. For the record, that wasn't racist. That was just gameplay.
I'm going to go Octopussy.
Good call.
Okay. This, you get a pick from the year 2000 or... Oh, no, just 2000. We already played
it. All right, I'm going to go with 2000.
We already played the one from 89. I forgot to edit it out. Here we go. Okay, 2000 is the year. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie high energy. He also says that it has likable performances and driving direction. And he also says that it was followed by a direct-to-video sequel. And the year again is 2000, and Leonard lists 12 names? Yeah, no, wait, 11 names.
All right. And they're all
then
women?
Then what do I do?
11 names. At least 8 of them are women. Out of these 11 names.
High energy.
How many?
Followed by a sequel, is this, 2000.
Is this how we're going to play this game?
Sorry.
It's not even on you. Might not even get to you, Bert.
Oh, it will.
All right, so high energy, likable performances, mm-hmm. followed by a direct-to-DVD sequel. Mm-hmm. So this isn't my guess.
Direct-to-DVD.
But I was going to say Charlie's Angels. Oh, I can't say that? Oh.
How many names out of 11 do you think it will take you to discern the name of this movie?
Oh, sorry.
You have no idea.
I asked you, what do I do?
Right.
And
you
Rob
didn't, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, Rob, you're competing against him.
Yeah. But you listened to an entire episode of the show to prepare for today.
Oh, yeah.
Did Preston win? I think Preston won.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so.
11 names. So that's the smart bit to just say I can name it in 11 names.
All right, so, but if I say one, you're going to give me like the worst name?
The first
name? Let's not judge the quality of the person. It's just the lowest build person in this particular endeavor.
All right, so if I say one, you'll give me the lowest build.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we start from the bottom.
All right, I'll say 11.
Okay. Nice job, audience.
Thank you. Man. Thank you.
They always have opinions about what people should bid, even though they're not, you know, they're not you. Rob, what do you think?
I say name that movie.
No, Rob. No, Rob.
I have no idea what the fuck it is.
Say 10.
You could just pretend you might know what it is and say 10, and then Kamau would, you know...
But he already said name that movie.
Oh, I know he did. Yeah. I know he did. I'm just explaining for the future.
Is that a... Yeah, for Poker Face. Right?
Yeah. Because, In the history of the show, there's a couple of times someone has had all the names and then failed to name it.
That's what I'm saying. But it's, I don't know what it, he might not know what the
it's
fuck
unlikely
it is.
That he will not know what this is. But let's try it. And please don't yell out,
thank
you guys, because he gets all 11 names.
Wait.
I think it's 50-50.
Can we make this game interesting since he's just going to name all the names? Can me and Kamau try to guess people that are in it without knowing this movie?
That wouldn't be interesting, first of all.
I was going to say Jessica Tandy, definitely.
And secondly, let's play the game like the way it works.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let's try it that way.
Good call, Doug.
We can do it your way.
It's my way or the Hershey Highway. 11 names.
Here we go.
Holmes Randolph. See, that would have been your one name if you said you can name it once.
Okay.
You'd be in dire straits. But you're going to get this because the rest of the names are Ian Roberts, Richard Hillman, Lindsay Sloan, Renee Bell, Nicole Bidenbach, Clara Kramer, Gabrielle Union, Jesse Bradford, Eliza Dushku, and Kristen Dunst. And it's called
Bring It On.
That's correct.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Hand me with the action-packed bullshit. It's not action-packed. Yeah.
That's totally action-packed.
Whose phone keeps ringing?
Alf?
It's one of those old-fashioned...
Somebody answer Alf.
That's my only impression that I do.
Hey, did you notice the gentleman next to her no longer has his cat name tag? For you young people, Alf likes to eat cats. And he's from the planet Melmac, that's right.
What was his girlfriend's name?
Mrs. Alf.
Rhonda.
That's how you get a girl to go out with you. Just call her Mrs. and whatever your name is. Okay, so we're going to start with Kamau this time, and then we will...
Go clockwise again?
No, then we're going to go to Rob. We switch the order every time, so we go to Rob. So, with any luck at all, Bert's never going to get to play.
Please, Jesus.
Let's give you some category options here. Would you like in theaters now? That's movies that are in theaters now. And from our discussion earlier, it sounds like you might not be too up on those. Or
saw some trailers.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Would you like The Past and the Curious? That's movies that feature sexually ambiguous historical figures.
That feature what?
The Past and the Curious.
Sexually ambiguous historical figures.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking
or. Chicks with Dicks, and that's Richard Gere rom-coms.
Doug, do you write these? This is fucking hilarious.
Oh, thanks. No, they're suggested by Twitter followers for the most part.
Congratulations, followers.
By the way, your Twitter followers are the best. When the ones that send in the pictures
the
of the sides
boob,
of the boobs, yeah.
I'm going to go with in theaters now.
Okay.
I've seen some trailers.
This movie that's in theaters now is, of course, in theaters now. And the front row really is a splash zone. Put that album somewhere where it'll be safe. The characters in this movie are sketchily drawn. And he says that he finds the ending stupendously bogus. And he might have had this review written by a surfer. And he also calls the movie annoying. And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I'm going to say...
Totally biased with W. Kamau Bell.
Thank you. I'm going to say 8 names.
Smart opening bid. We go to Rob.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I get the clues again?
Sure, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and a couple other things. Stupendously bogus ending.
Yep.
And the characters are sketchily drawn.
Ooh. Mm. I would say 7.
Okay. And Casey, you can bid lower, or yep, you can ask him to name it.
No, I'm going to go 1.
1 name?
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, Bert is finally in play. Do you have any idea what it is, Bert?
Nope.
Okay, so I'm especially now that you admitted to that. You probably have no choice but to hope that Casey doesn't know it.
I've watched the show. I know how this works. Name that movie.
All right, your one name is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Wow, I was going to go with a completely different one, but I guess it's Oblivion.
No, it's not.
What do you think it is, Kamau?
Now You See Me.
That's correct.
That's right.
Oh, son of a
Now You See Me.
Do I win the point?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. I dropped your album, but I'm coming back.
Damn. Even my second guess was wrong.
I know everything about blacks.
But Bert got the point, actually.
Do you want to hear the movie I was going to pick?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
The Croods. Yeah, I thought it was an animated movie because you said sketchily drawn.
And that's not even in theaters anymore.
Time I was like, it's an animated movie. I don't fucking. God damn. Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was going to be After Earth, and then you said Morgan Freeman. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Next one.
But Bert got the point, not you, Kamau.
Why did I get it?
I get the point.
Oh, because he didn't name it. Oh, okay, yep, let's do it.
Because Bert asked Casey to name it, and then Casey couldn't name it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That sounds right. Long as Bert is happy.
I wish I could tell you the joke inside my head right now.
Oh, now you have to.
I can't.
You have to.
No, fuck you. I've learned the hard way. That's not the way that works. Just because I think it's funny doesn't mean everyone finds it funny, okay?
You mean your act?
You'll find it funny. You'll find it funny. What act?
It's true.
All right, go. Next round. Let's
wait,
go.
But somebody else has a point besides... Casey has one and Bert has one.
I have two. I got a point from the first round.
I got a point.
Yeah, the points are just
okay,
for later
on. I don't care. I have a point. Casey has a point. That's it.
No.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
In this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And and since Bert asked is the one that challenged him,
yep.
That means we're going to start with Kamau and go to Bert.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Kamau gets to decide between four weddings and a funeral. And that is Frank Sinatra films because he had four wives and now he's dead.
The other one.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody ever picks that one, strangely enough.
Please say the next one isn't Great Exploitations.
I feel fine in that category. I feel fine.
Your next option is Silent J, and that's Kevin Smith is in a movie, but J Muse is not there. He's not in the movie with him. Oh. And your third choice is Sweet Home Chicago, and that's movies that have car chases through Chicago, the city of Chicago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that one's been lingering since I was in Chicago. I should have come up with a Philadelphia category, like movies where people run up steps or have AIDS.
I'll take that one. What was the second one? The second category was
Kevin Smith without J Muse.
It's like three movies. I'll go with Sweet Home Chicago.
Okay. This is a movie with a car chase in Chicago. It's from 1971.
Oh, shit.
Leonard gives it 4 stars.
I know it.
He calls this movie fine. He also says that it was followed by a sequel and in 1986, a TV movie. Yeah. And
I know it.
Oh, hold on.
And Leonard lists five names.
I'll go with five names.
Smart. Bert.
Can you say that description again? Shockingly, I wasn't listening.
What were you thinking about?
I was looking for my phone. I thought it was in my pocket. Then I realized that's my wallet. And I was like, oh, I need to get a smaller wallet. So... That's exact. I have no idea where my phone
hey,
is.
Hey, real
that's
quickly, what movie
head.
Is this from?
I think we need a smaller wallet.
All right. The clues are that it's this movie is fine, and it's it was followed by a sequel, and in 1986, a TV movie. And there's a it features a car chase in Chicago, and it lists, he lists five names, and it's from 1971.
I can do it in four.
Okay.
Is this me then?
Yeah.
I can you name that movie.
I'll name that movie.
All right, you have to name it, Bert.
And if only
you,
because and if, I know you know it.
And if
I
Bert, if you fail to name it, Casey's our winner. And if you successfully name it, then our winner is you.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm going to stand up
go
for this
Bert,
one.
Go, Bert. Go, Bert. Go, Bert. Yeah, take your shirt off. Yeah.
Guys.
Take it off.
Guys. That same energy is why the Elephant Man killed himself, all right? Fine, fuck it. Let's do it. Four names. Please let two of them be John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Well, I'm sure one of those gentlemen would be top billed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, there are only five names in the movie, right?
They list five names.
Okay.
The
right,
movie, you're speaking of has a lot of actors in it. I would be surprised if Leonard listed about 20 names for that movie.
71. I was 0 years old.
I just got to do a quick vine of this ugliness.
1971. Me and Jim
and
Morrison
let me see your
were
name
passing
tag
each
again,
other
Casey.
In heaven.
Let's
I was going it. Down. He was coming up.
I don't know what that means.
It's the beginning of your one man show.
I like that. Yeah. What's the name of my one man show?
I've seen the trailers.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Let's do it, Douglas.
Hang on, I'm sorry. I got distracted by my vining. And also, I was starting to think my wallet might be a little too big.
My dad's been calling like crazy. I can guarantee it. Go ahead.
Well, the word wallet's in one of my favorite, most weirdly delivered lines in the history of movies. Remember in Wall Street when Martin Sheen is in an elevator with Charlie Sheen and he says, well, you and I are different because I don't judge a man by the size of his wallet! He just suddenly screams wallet. It's fucking freaky. That should be your ringtone.
Do it again. Do one. Okay.
Just scared the shit out of me.
Kamau's getting a really nice...
I'm sucking it in, yes. Are you vining this?
I think here's your fire.
Still.
Here.
All
right.
Wow, it's like a scene from 9 months.
What is Demi Moore?
No, she wasn't in that.
Kim Basinger.
No.
Oh, seriously?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm thinking
Julianne
of the Ninth
Julianne
Sign.
Moore. Julianne Moore.
The Ninth Sign.
In 9 months.
The Ninth Seal.
Seventh seal.
Green room door.
Fuck. Let's. Four names, Douglas.
Here we go. Your four names are Marcel Bozufti.
Oh, I fucking loved her work.
Bozufti. Tony Lobianco.
Huh?
Roy Scheider.
Yeah. Oh,
and Fernando Rey. Are your four
Roy
names out of five?
Scheider. Rob's dad.
Nobody. Don't try to.
Fernando
don't
Rey.
Try to yeah.
Fernando Rey.
Yeah.
We've got a white guy and a Mexican dude in a movie. We've got a French person. We've got French people. Was Gene Hackman in this movie?
You can't ask questions. Just.
Is it the French Connection?
That's correct.
Ah! Everyone, get your cell phones. Take a picture of this right here. Fuck yeah.
I knew that shit.
That was my first fucking time ever winning this game. I feel so fucking good. Oh, that feels so good.
Here, let me see your name tag, Casey. Does it have a shithead on the back?
Brian.
Oh, it doesn't? He's bringing one up.
Yeah.
What, Brian?
Here you go.
No, you don't want to give it away. Take that. Yeah, just hand that to me.
Someone Thank did you. Not listen to the show.
And, yeah, and then does the belt have a name on it, Rob, on the back of Shithead? Oh, this is for the belt. Wow, you guys really came prepared. I like how you didn't write it on the back. And the record's got it on it, so just pass that down. Yeah. Here we go. This is great. Wow, people in the front row are discussing Bert's smell now.
They don't want to. It's just become a part of the show.
What would happen if there was a three-way tie?
I don't know. Does this make any sense? Okay. Do I say all of it? There's a lot of you put a lot of stuff in parentheses. You crossed out a word. It's an interesting choice. Do you guys have any plugs? What do you got to plug, Bert? Can we go to bertkreischer.com?
No, I don't own that. I never thought of picking that one up. Bert.com. I'm in Toronto, Buffalo, Nashville, Atlanta, Phoenix, and then home. Yeah. Oh, and listen to my podcast. Kumau said he would like to do it.
Also, I would like to do it.
Did I really say it wrong that time?
I mean, you're just doing some stuff, you know.
You're making some choices.
Kumau and Robert hopefully will do it when they come.
I think Kumau is a combination of me and Kumail. I think that's
Kumau. Waka 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 waka.
It's like Kumau. Just
you would have been the baddest rapper if you could just fly. I'm running with Shamau. Wow, Mau, Kumau. All right.
Hey, Bert, the show is still, we're still a show right now.
Oh, sorry. Kumau and Rob both said when they're next in L.A., they're going to do my podcast. Listen to my podcast. Love and then one of you will be hearing by the time you listen to that is with Doug and Steve, Preston and Steve. Thank you for having me, Doug. Thank you for letting me win.
I love that. Is Gene Hackman in it? I would have given it away if I said yes. But I liked how you deduced, you figured it out because there's a French person
yep.
in it.
Yep, Marcel.
Kumau is on tour with the writers of Totally Biased. Where can they go to see all the tour dates?
You can go to my website, wkumaubell.com or goodshownegro.com, whatever you're more comfortable with. And we'll be here. Yes. And we'll be in Boston, Philly. We'll be Philly July 12th, Chicago, Nashville, San Diego, San Francisco, LA, Orlando, Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Wow. I'm going to most of those cities in the next couple of months. Rob?
Buy my album, Dreams Never Die, 7 slamming tracks.
Great gameplay today, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Song called Breakdance War, which is like at the end of the world, but it's a big breakdance battle. And you'll like that. And Coffee and Weed's on there. So it's $6.93 on robcantrell.com, iTunes, Amazon.
And listen to Casey Boy with Preston and Steve.
Preston
mornings.
And Steve. And 93.3 WMMR. Listen online at WMMR.com or PrestonandSteve.com. Listen to Rob's album, Dreams Never Die. You can buy that at...
iTunes.
Amazon.
And RobCantrell.com. Yeah.
And I'll be appearing in Delaware County, Delco, for every day for the rest of my life. That's what I'll be doing.
If you're in Brooklyn, I'm doing Hannibal's Room next weekend, which is really
cool. Does it have a name other than Hannibal's Room?
Yeah, Knitting Factory.
Oh, okay.
It's his weekly show. It's a hot show.
Yeah, Hannibal Buress.
If you're in Brooklyn. Yeah,
great,
I'm just
Hannibal
in New York.
Yes. Bert, who are you playing for?
I was playing for...
That lady right there?
Yes, Ashley.
Let's give her all the prizes.
Oh, she won all that stuff.
Sorry.
Nice.
And while everyone's being silent, everyone, please do tune in to Kumau's show. Totally Biased. I love it. I think it's great. And it's going to have day and date. I think that's so awesome. I think the show is going to explode within a year. And I feel so good to be on the ground floor. You know what I mean? Like to be...
We're mulling it over.
Yeah. I think silence was probably better.
Yeah, maybe. Watch my flow trip flip. Shut the fuck up. I'm out. I fucking just... Yeah, all right,
so
let's go.
You get to take off?
I am done speaking, I
okay.
think.
Okay, all right, we'll see you later.
No, are we still playing? All right.
No. It's pretty much, it's just me talking for the rest of it.
Okay.
So you can go.
Okay, I might listen.
I don't believe you. As always, all my dates are at douglasmovies.com. As always, shithead, whoops, asshole, don't read. What? I know, I told you, it doesn't make any sense. Paul F. Tompkins, Brothers, Allen. You really think that makes sense?
I play softball with Paul.
You play softball with Paul F. Tompkins' brother, who Dave Allen. Okay. Who's Paul's from Philadelphia, as is his brother. That's how it works. One stayed here to play softball with you, and the other went on to become an internationally famous comedian. It's choices in life, you guys. We all have to make them. But okay, so now it makes a little more sense. Good job. You could have just wrote Dave Tompkins, but that's cool.
I should have left.
I knew you weren't going to be able to sit there through this and not say something. Nick McElwain is a shithead. And my favorite of these three, the slow-driving Amish are shitheads.
I almost hit one yesterday. No fucking shit. We got a puppy, and I had to drive up.
This is the part where the end theme comes on normally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's time for us to watch another talkie. Eyes of old is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.